Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Hey. Yeah, Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood. Love you more than what got you.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Well, kiss me good.
You know why I'm doing that, Dean?
Because you have indigestion.
That and Bob Dylan's one of the stories you're going to do today.
Well,
hey! So if you're wondering how to do a Bob Dylan impression, just it's sort of a combination between wheezing with pneumonia and talking. That's it.
That's pretty good.
Hey, Dean, you want to go to Costco?
I just was at Costco. How about CVS?
Wow, you guys have, this is the whole thing.
Yeah, we're dueling Dylans.
Now you do it, G.
Okay. Oh.
Why does yours sound like an Asian woman in pain?
Oh, you guys are great.
All right, so here's what's coming up. Dean's going to talk about Chance the Rapper.
Yep.
Talk about Madonna the Madonna.
Yep.
Bob Dylan.
Hey, concert news.
Bobby Brown. I'll just say the headlines. Bobby Brown was removed from a plane. I pretty much am sure why the. I mean, you'll tell us after the break. But Bobby Brown, I once went to see Bobby Brown back in the 90s when he was a big deal in concert, and he did a 28-minute version of My Prerogative that made me want to rush the stage and choke him.
Wow, My Prerogative.
That's it. The entire 28. It's My Prerogative. He had like four songs, apparently. He tried to stretch it to 2 hours.
See, I like the songs that have very few lyrics, because then I can sing them.
Everybody's talking. Nobody's talking, Bobby. Sing another song.
What would your guess be as to why Bobby Brown was taken off the plane? I'm not going to reveal the real answer right now, but see if you can guess what the reason.
I think he was making fun of Dylan. Hey!
Snakes on the plane.
That's why we're going to be removed.
Bobby Brown was removed from the plane. Why? He was drunk. That would be my guess. I'm going with drunk.
Okay.
Pierce Brosnan has a wish for a 007. And Sarah Palin and Todd Palin are getting a divorce. And by the way, Todd Palin has never spoken. He's complete mute. Never spoken a word.
Ever?
Ever. Nope. Never talked. Have you ever heard him talk?
No, I guess I haven't.
There you go. See? I don't make stuff up. The reason for the divorce...
Is that why they're getting divorced? Because he never said anything?
Well, she never gave him an opportunity. She was talking about all the stuff she reads. But
hey,
the reason...
I can see Russia from the back of our house.
The reason they're getting a divorce, and this must be an Alaskan law thing, incompatibility of temperament. That's the grounds for the divorce. I don't know. What does that mean? Incompatibility of temperament. She's mean, I'm not. I'm mean, she's not. What does that mean?
It's like a different version of irreconcilable.
Is that what it is? It's got to be, I suppose, right?
Sounds like.
Okay. All right.
Like somebody's a crazy witch there somewhere. Oh, I know.
I think that's what that means.
All right, so we'll come back with all of that. And, Dean, we're going to play a little fact or fiction with you.
Fact or fiction. Get on playing fact or fiction.
Aren't you glad we started this?
Ooh.
You can't stop now because it's too much fun
it's
to do.
Fun.
Hey!
Me!
Have you noticed any impression I do has to start with a particular noise?
Especially the Queen.
Oh, welcome.
Every time I say Queen, you have to do that.
Oh, I'm so ashamed of the fact that I paid for Bob Dylan tickets.
Oh, Your Majesty.
Hey,
nice
I had to see him
you.
Once. A legend.
Don't forget my name.
Someone take the corgis out. Bob, it's 8:23. Dean, stand by if you would, because right now, Steve will tell us what's coming up at 8:30, and we're all on the edges of our seat.
Celebrate 25 years of Chicago Television's number one morning show. Watch a live two-hour special full of memorable moments on the WGN.
Memorial? Nobody died.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Dean, nobody died, did they?
No. Have you seen some of the segments that we do, though?
Good point.
There are some folks on this show. Well, maybe.
Yeah, some of those died.
We've had some people who've been on the show.
So it's a memory of memorable moments.
And the people that died.
Yeah. It'll be the WGN TV Morning News 25th.
They do it like the Oscars. They just run slides and a sad music thing behind them.
You know what? My predecessor, Roy Leonard, who passed away 5 mm-hmm. years ago, by the way, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Just remembering him because, the anniversary of his passing. He was one of the original members of the original team of the Morning News.
Delightful. And not that he's gone. Delightful when he was alive.
You'll be calling.
Thanks for saving me with the music.
Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 972.
I Chance the rapper.
Who else are you glad is dead?
Oh, I got a list of that. I mean, there's people. Chance the Rapper is postponing his tour, but Chicago show still on.
Chance yesterday put out an Instagram that said that when his first daughter was born 4 years ago, he went on tour 2 weeks after the birth and felt like he missed out on a lot of milestone moments. And now that his second daughter arrived just the other day, he is canceling his tour. He's going to do a Chicago date on September the 28th. He's got a couple of quick dates that he's going to do, but everything else is going to be postponed until after 2020 because he wants to be there to experience those moments with his daughter. And he said most of all that he wants to be a good husband to his wife at the time that she may need him most to be there to help out.
Yeah, and here's a guy that could have 14 nannies if he wanted.
Right.
So that's a nice thing.
It's a nice family, the Bennett family. Have you ever met his father?
I've not.
His brother, some of his other family members, all very, very nice.
Well, we talked about his brother. That's Chance the Rapper, and then his brother is Dave the Disappointment. that's not true. Madonna, what's the story there?
Madonna has added another show to the 6 that she's doing in Chicago already. She's going to be at the Chicago Theater at the end of October, and she's doing 6 nights, and now she has added a 7th, and what they're saying will be final show on October the 28th. Tickets are going to go on sale this coming Friday. Instead of doing big concert arenas like the United Center or whatever, she's doing these small theaters around the country, 7 shows here, 14 in New York, 12 in London, 10 in Los Angeles.
Clusters.
At smaller, slightly more intimate venues. So if you're interested, October 28th, there'll be another chance to see the Madame X tour.
Pierce Brosnan?
Has said that he would like to see a female James Bond.
That'd be cool.
We already know that this is going to be Daniel Craig.
Roseanne's available.
Final movie. She would make an interesting 007. He said it would be exhilarating and exciting to have a woman take over the character. And supposedly, in this next film that's called No Time to Die, Bond will retire, but his number, 007, will be reassigned to a new agent, a female agent, will be played by actress Lashana Lynch.
Love it.
Wait, who is the guy that was Sexiest Man Alive?
Idris Elba?
Yeah, I thought Idris Elba was going to be Bond.
There was talk that he was going to be a James Bond. That never
came. Never happened. Bobby Brown got kicked off a plane.
He'd be a good one. Bobby Brown was on a flight yesterday to from L.A. to Boston.
Okay.
And they're getting ready to go, and there's some kind of ruckus that's going on.
There's a ruckus.
The plane. They stop the flight. They go back to the gate, trying to resolve the issue. It's not getting resolved. Other passengers have said they could hear.
Heard a ruckus.
They could hear a man yelling. Turns out that it was Bobby Brown. They take all the other passengers, take them off the plane, and then trying to resolve the issue with Bobby Brown did not get resolved. Then they took him off the plane. A spokesperson for JetBlue said that he appeared to be intoxicated. Steve, yeah. You are correct in your guess
drunk.
There.
Everybody's talking. It's my prerogative.
I can understand him perfectly.
It's my prerogative.
Oh, good Lord.
They offered him a seat on a later flight.
I don't want you to see on a later flight. It's my prerogative. My prerogative. I stand on this plane.
He refused.
Bob Dylan.
But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
That's my favorite Dylan song.
Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
He wrote this when he was working at Denny's.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Can you imagine if he had just used nasal spray when he was coming up, how different his career would have been?
He may have not had a career in that case. He announced some concert dates yesterday. Two of them kind of in the, one of them definitely in the Chicago area. One of them kind of in the area. He's mostly doing college events. And he'll be at the Braden Auditorium at ISU in Normal on October the 29th.
Okay.
And then he will be the next day at the UIC Pavilion, is what it says on his website. Although that venue is now called the Credit Union One Arena.
Oh.
But that either way, he will be appearing in that building, whatever it's called, October 30th.
Yeah.
And tickets are going to go on sale Friday.
Mm. You know, when Bob Dylan goes to the doctor, it's always confusing for the doctor because he comes in and says, and they go, you're in pain? No. No, it's just a noise I make. All right, Dean, I feel like we have incompatibility of temperaments. We're going to call this a day.
Wow. That's harsh.
It's Moron Entertainment, brought to you by Dave Ennett and Dave Ennett Industries.